101.5. Hello, I am so glad to be back. I missed all of you so much last week. I'm honest, I missed all of you. I really learned my lesson, and I know not to do that again. I will be here every Tuesday. We got a great show coming up. We got a lot of songs that I have on. We have some Buddy Holly, we have some Chuck Berry, and we got Bobby V coming up right now for Take Good Care of My Baby. I wanted a lot of 50s and a lot of doo-wop today because that always makes me really happy. And I hope it makes you happy on this beautiful Sunday. Did I just say Sunday? I was just distracted. Thanks a lot, it's Tuesday. I don't even ever know what day of the week it is. Jeez! My God, I'm gonna get me in trouble here. But anyways, coming up, we got a great show, 2 hours, and happy new moon. This is gonna be all about the new moon and the solar eclipse, by the way, this 2 hours. So if I were you, I would really listen in because we're gonna do some transforming and some healing and a lot of music right here on WMFO.
My tears are falling 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Just tell her that you love her. Make sure you're thinking of her in everything you say and do. Take good care of my baby. Now don't you ever make her cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint a rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me. Well, take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me. Take good care of my baby. Well, take good care of my baby.
Thank you. 21. it must be a guess, 'cause the one who had less, gee, was it cute. And so we will dance and bypass romance. Right now they say we're too young, but I will marry you, my love, soon as we reach 21.
Boston Medium with Paranormal Playground Sounds every Tuesday, 1 to 3 p.m. here on WMFO 91.5. Whoo! Like I said, it's good to be back. There's nothing like being here, nothing like being home on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. We have a lot of different things to talk about. And first, we are going to get into the new moon meditation. And just a little bit of an intro of what this show's going to be like today. We are going to really open up and expand and invite in the energy of the new moon and the solar eclipse that's coming our way. We're really going to take advantage of this energy, and we are going to come into contact with the healing and manifesting. Are you ready to do some manifesting? Like I said, today, call in if you want to manifest. I would really take advantage of this. This is, I mean, magic is here and magic is available for you. The number is 855-915-9636. Please call in if you're feeling fun and magical. And the spirit shall get to you. And as you notice, I had posted earlier in the week that actually Alfalfa Schweitzer, his name is actually Carl Schweitzer from our gang, Alfalfa, was in my dreams. And he was like, oh, the whole, and some other spirits on the cast, they were like, talk about the R gang, talk about, you know, the Little Rascals. And I was just like, you know, if you guys didn't know, there's actually a so-called curse, because all of them died very early ages in very freaky and weird ways. And so they all called it a curse. And I was looking at it and I was looking up, I was like, I ain't talking about this dark stuff today. I was like, yeah, I'm good with that. So I understood more about why he would, because this is a healing portal. So it was more about talking about the lightness and the fun. And that's exactly what I want to talk about. And that's what's so good about Paranormal Playground Sounds, is that eerie paranormal stuff that can happen in the lower realms, we bring it up and we make it light, and we talk about the good things about their spirits. Because let me tell you something, I was reading all the stories, it was real freaky. And especially with Alfalfa, Carl Schweitzer, he, you know, everyone knows he was actually shot and murdered at only the age of 23. He lived a very troubled life. And so, you know, I watch our gang religiously. I've been watching it since I was little, and it is so funny, and those kids are so bad. But at the same time, it just brings this joy in your system that you never thought was there. It's a great show. You know, so many people who've grown up watching it, it is magnificent. And I can't wait to talk about the goodness that it brings and the lightness. And if you're ever down, put on an episode of Our Gang. I really urge you to. Watch one episode. It's going to make you laugh. It's just going to make you just feel like you're at the carnival. It's great. There's nothing more like slapstick to just turn your day around. So that's one thing. And, you know, I listed a lot of old 50s rockabilly with Chuck Berry, Buddy Holly, and we got some doo-wop. I really wanted to bring in the lightness, and that's what we're feeling. So, and I'm going to talk more about Buddy Holly spirit and how I went on an astral trip and actually ended up in his hair follicles playing in his curly hair. He has a huge set of hair. Not really that big, but it's like a little curly. And I went into his hair. And I went into the strings of their stand-up bass of the band. I'm not even joking. I'm not kidding. You could think I'm kidding, but I'm really not. Oh my goodness. This is so much fun. I love you guys. I love it. I love you all. Whew, shout out to my moms if she's listening. She always listens every Tuesday. She's great. Love you, moms. Okie dokie. Dokie. Doke. So are you guys ready? You guys ready to settle it in? Are you ready to get nice and relaxed? Hear that new moon music. Hear it up. So, I'm sorry, just briefly before I get into the new moon, so abruptly, I just want to kind of give you the precursor, a little bit of what the new moon is going to be about. So here's just a little snippet. This is, I'm actually reading this off of a website called Astro Style, and it's called Horoscopes by the Astro Twins. So this is where I'm getting my source from. So here we go. Give me shelter. On Tuesday, July 2nd, 2019, at 3:16 p.m. EDT, the annual new moon rises in heartfelt Cancer, the zodiac sign of home, family, and nurturing. This new moon is also a total solar eclipse, which will bring monumental change to the way you bond and seek shelter. Take some time to bless your nest as La Luna turns up on the homespun vibes. But be prepared. Strong emotions can also surface under this potent eclipse. So there you go. There we go. It's all about emotions, home, affection, sheltering, sensitivity. If you're a Cancer, if you know a Cancer, you know how they are. Gotta love them Cancers. Gotta love them. Okay, let's get into the guided meditation. How about that? So let's relax and take some nice deep breaths in, please. Take some deep breaths in and out just for a little bit. Take a nice deep breath in and out. In and out. Feel the love surrounding you in this moment. Feel how magnificent it is to just be alive. And how the way that you are alive is because something wanted you here and something wants you to be alive. Feel that magnificence. As we are here, delicately in this moment right now, we feel the magnificence of heaven really beaming upon us. We feel the ultra magnificent violet flame surrounding and purifying who we are and what we are in this moment. Look at the beautiful sunlight that shines right now as we moved from rain into sunshine. We got cleansed and washed, and now it's time to go outside and play. Be outside and be in the air. Picture roots coming from your feet, coming all the way down to the center and the core of the earth, tying so magnificently tight in this moment. Feel the love that is generating in this moment with you. Feel that absolute beautiful grace that's connected to you and shelters you and gives you warmth and love and comfort right now in this moment. Feel the magnificent power that is granted to you here in this beautiful time and space and this reality called now. Breathe in, breathe out. We come to this time where we can connect with this beautiful goddess feminine energy that is happening right now. And this feminine, beautiful energy of Cancer that's really keeps us in touch with our emotions, helps us to be grounded in the sense of compassion. Being this compassionate person, we feel the sweetness, we feel the softness, and we feel the love every time we engage with every individual. We see ourselves in these individuals always. As we go through our day, we see the sunshine introducing us to new energy of life source that is us. As we walk in the street, as we are driving, we go on the bus, we're riding our bikes, we go into the store, we can see a white light surrounding all of us as this big, magnificent bubble of beautiful, bursting sunshine and energy, and our auras are strong and big and vibrant and angelic and ready to heal all who come into contact with us. And remember that this healing is effortless. Remember that this healing that is within our hearts, it's effortless. Come into the now and understand this. Coming into the now and understanding that who we are, as we raise our vibrations so magnificently high. As we love ourselves, we know that that is enough. Loving ourselves is absolutely enough to be the healer. Absolutely enough to be the shining light. Take a nice deep breath in and exhale. Take a nice deep breath in and exhale. We move into this gorgeous space right now where we can feel our intuitive beings opening up. We feel our intuitive self shining bright, feeling love and engaging in the magic. As we go into our day, this beautiful day of the new moon, we remember that giving, the total giving of ourselves, the total giving of love to another human being today, will create so much magic. It will create so much healing in the atmosphere, not only for that person, not only for yourselves, but the whole world. Our simple act of giving to just one person is enough to change the entire planet in an instant. You see the trees all of a sudden getting greener. The skies all of a sudden getting bluer. The sun all of a sudden shining brighter. All of a sudden, the birds start singing. All of a sudden, children are laughing. People are smiling. Everything you see right now in that moment, you see it upon you. You see how magnificent that beauty is in the arms of the magical spirit. You see this giving of your soul and your spirit is a healing, and it's prosperous and it's abundant. Today in the full moon, in the Cancer full moon of the solar eclipse, we remember how much we can change and heal and grant ourselves the most beautiful life just by stepping in to that compassionate self. Remembering the divine feminine, the mother, the nurturing. It's all about nurturing. It's all about being in that affection, all of that gushy goodness. It's a good time to be in this. Everything is soft and everything is sweet and everything is light and everything is the mother, the nurturer, and shelter. So in this divine moment, we are healing. Let roots from our feet come all the way down to the center in the core of the earth again, feeling your wings expanding, feeling yourself healing right now in this moment, feeling the beauty surrounding you. Just feel how good it feels to be alive in the moment and being in the now. See, here in the now, there is possibility. Here in the now, anything is possible and we can change anything. Right now is what exists and right now is what matters. If we are trying to heal ourselves, understand we can do this right now. See, healing is not in the past. Healing is not in the future. Healing is right now. Change is not in the past. Change is not in the future. Change is right now. Remember this and come into contact with all that wants to be a part of you. All that wants to unfold through you. You see, life in the universe wants to unfold through you with the most magnificent energy. And it wants to act through you and it wants to celebrate through you. So all of life and all of creation is here right now. Today on this beautiful new moon, let's see how we can change. Let's see how much healing can come across us. Take a nice deep breath in and exhale. In and exhale. When you can feel this, open up your eyes and give a nice big smile. See the love that has surrounded you right now. See the love that has supported you right now in this moment, and know that all completely your needs will always be met and you are always taken care of. And all we got to do is step in the moment. This is the paranormal playground sounds, and here anything is possible. You see, here we're taken care of. Here we have a chance. We have a chance to change time and space. We have a chance to change our reality and change our future. And that's what we come together here for in this moment, to do so. We do this and we are in unison here in the supernatural realm. And we invite spirit to come here and be with us and be part of this healing. As we pray and as we ask and we reach for the stars and we ask for help and we gather with each other in ceremony and circle, and we create magic. And life is truly remarkable and magical when we remember and we believe and we are this, and remembering that you are this. So as you go about your day, remember this new moon is opportunity. This solar eclipse, everything, it is a chance to come into that compassionate heart. It's the chance to open up your heart, your intuitive self, and to be open to the good and receptive, but really to step into the one thing that I would say for the day and the message for today is just remembering when we are interacting with other people and we come across other people acting as if that's us, seeing the mirror of ourselves and seeing, not only seeing those people as us, but seeing those people as God. And I always try to remember this constantly, to remind myself that those people are God and those people are the universe. And those people, no matter who it is, every single person that I interact with and engage with, remembering their reflection of me, but they're a reflection of that magnificent, oh, that magnificent cosmos in the air that is revealing the most divine, beautiful secret. And we can find that at every moment, every chance. Call someone up and say, I love you. Say, I love you right now. I love you. Go into gratitude. It's really all those little things can take us to that level of a higher vibration. So thank you so much for being here with me on this guided meditation. We have a whole hour and a half of magical music here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Like I said, we have a whole playlist of magnificent good. WMFO.org. Click on the link. Click on the link so you can tune in and listen to the playlist for yourself. What do we got coming up? What do we have? We got a lot of Buddy Holly coming up. Love him. We got some James Brown. We have The Clash. We have Stevie Wonder, Frankie Valli. We got some Brian Wilson, The Platters, Dion and the Belmonts, The Drifters. We got a lot of doo-wop coming in. We got Frank Zappa. The list is endless. So tune in on WMFO.org. Call in, please, anytime. 918-555-915-9636. And I will be here. Tune in. This is the Boston Medium here on WMFO 91.5. It's like 91. It almost feels like you're constipated. Like it almost seemed like I was a little constipated at that moment when I was like trying to get one out. Okay, that's kind of nasty. I'm just kidding. I'm really just kidding, but a lot of times I'm really not kidding. Here we go. Words of Love with Buddy Holly. See you later. Have a beautiful day. Woo!
Hold me close and tell me how you feel. Tell me love is real. Words of love you whisper soft and true. Darling, I love you. I want to hear
words of love,
darling, when you're near.
Words of love.
Words of love you whisper soft and true.
Words of love.
closely to me.
So good, so good, I got you.
equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. Well, just because the record has a groove don't make it in the groove, but you can tell right away in Dr. A when the people start to move.
Hello, 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 and we are back here on WMFO. Woo! Baby doll. Oh my God, I love that. I love that Chuck Berry tune. Oh! And guess what it is? It is PSA time. It is totally some PSA time. I just got a call from someone who said they really liked the guided meditation, and bless her heart, that lovely soul who called in. It's so wonderful to connect and be able to reach and, you know, just really connect with people. And that's the whole point of this. And for someone to call in and just to say thank you. No, it's like, thank you. Thank you. Like, it's just, it's so beautiful. And it was magical. So thank you out there. Oh, this is magic. Woo. Okay. So we got some PSA time. Let's look in the magic PSA. What is going on today? Ooh. Ooh, here we go. This is very nice. This is something about grill safety. Well, this is good because it's summertime. Grill safety PSA. Summer is a super time to cook so many tasty kinds of food, including vegetables. on an outdoor barbecue, but some of the worst fires ever in Somerville and Medford, as well as other urban areas, have been caused by grills left unattended on porches. Always move a grill at least 10 feet away from a building before lighting it. Don't even think about using it on a porch, and never, ever, ever leave a lit smoldering grill unattended. If you observe smoke coming from a porch or building, call 911. If you see people grilling on a porch, call the fire department. You're not being cranky neighbor, you're a concerned citizen. Public service message from the firefighters of Somerville and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. There you go. Have fun grilling, but please be careful, guys. All right. This is exciting. Are you feeling good? I'm feeling good. I'm feeling supercharged. I'm feeling the vitality, like I'm ready for my day. The sun is shining. Oh God, I am never ever gonna skip. I'm gonna try as hard as possible never to skip a show. I swear, because last time I didn't come here, and the whole week I was just like, oh, I miss Paranormal Playground Sounds at WMFO so much. Oh, I'm serious, and I'm so glad. I'm happy I'm back. So I'll never abandon you again. Well, I can't make that promise, but I'll try not to abandon you guys. Whew, okay. So as I said before, this is the new moon, Cancer in the new moon. You know, this is, guys, this is good news. New moons are always really good day. So really try to have a beautiful day, because this is, and take advantage of the new moon, especially in Cancer. Like, seriously, you couldn't have a new moon on a better sign. Like, I love me some Cancers. Let me tell you something. I love Cancers. They are just so, they're so sensitive. They're so feely. They're just so nurturing. They're the best to be around. I just love them. And that's exactly what the new moon is going into, and it's the month of Cancer. That's why everybody, why do you think Cancer is the number one month? Everybody, it's soulmate time. It's mating season. Why do you think everybody gets together? Why do you think relationships happen in July? Because it's that feely, feel good, mushy, mush, mush that's happening. So take advantage of the beautiful Cancer water feel, and really just go into it. Remember, it's about compassion. It's about sensitivity, opening up your intuition, the divine, beautiful feminine. It's all about that, and it's all about connecting there. So it's a good time for all of that. And like I said, there was a lot of change and you know, shelter and affection, and really kind of getting into that feely feel vibe, even if it's just with friends, and really be around friends and family and express how much love you have for them. It's just a wonderful time for this. So I can't wait for July. I can't wait for what July brings. I can't wait for this summer energy. I'm super psyched and super excited, and I hope you are too, because there's constantly good things that are coming in our doorways. And this is what this show is for, is to invite you in, and not exactly on any kind of type of specific current events, but more about just the truth of the news that's going on in the cosmos, more about the good news in the cosmos rather than actual like news, you know, we see on TV, or, you know, a lot of that stuff is very negative. It's like, oh my God, we're constantly being bombarded by death, despair, poverty, war, all this like politics, this guck. And it's like, come on, I want to hear something nice. I want to hear something good. I want to give me the good news. And that's what it's about. The universe is constantly broadcasting good news, constantly telling you, hey, being alive is a celebration. Being alive is jumping up for joy and getting excited. And you don't need things or material things to get excited about. All you need is you, your incredible mindset, and a really good attitude in knowing the laws of attraction, really using and taking in to the laws of attraction. You know, really, I really recommend all of you, if you, anybody's out there struggling right now, really struggling in life, and you just feel stuck in a rut, watch The Secret. I'm telling you, either watch The Secret, the movie, read the book, read books about quantum physics and laws of attraction, and it's going to change your life, and you're going to understand, oh, that's why. Oh, that's what I'm doing wrong. Oh, I was responsible for that. But it's such good news to know that we have free will and we're creating our lives and we're creating it the way that we want. And that is the good news, is that we're not being governed by some horrible man in the sky who's casting these punishments and these based on a reward system. You know, you do good, you'll get this. If you're bad, you'll get this. There's no such thing as that. You are the person in the sky casting, you're the governor. You are making these rules. And that's what the laws of attraction in the universe is here to remind you about. So that, you know, this is all a part about the good news. And that's what Paranormal Playground sounds. It's all about the spirit world through sound and music and magic, but it's also about understanding the good news of the day. I'm broadcasting to you all of the reports coming from the cosmos. And today, on this new moon, today, oh spirit, all of your loved ones have in store for you is a magical beach party awaiting you right now. Right now, we're opening up that door to that beach party, and all of your spirits, all of your loved ones that are on that beach cheering you on, treating as if you were a celebrity, treating you as it is your birthday every day, because that's exactly what's going on. You see, spirit and all your loved ones, guess what? They're celebrating you every day. It is your birthday to them every day. You are the most beloved to them. They have nothing but love in their hearts for you, and they're here to guide you, and they're here to help you. That's what they're here for. So let's use it. Tap into it. And I'm here to remind you about them. Call on their names. Call them. Ask them, I need help, guys. I want to talk to you. Can you come through? They will come through, and they will show you signs that they're around. Start practicing that communication with your spirits. I really highly recommend this. And if you're ever caught in like a rut where you're just kind of like, how do I know that they're there? I'm having trouble. How do I communicate? I keep talking and talking and nothing's happening. Nothing's coming about. It's a feeling. It's a feeling, and it's a trust that comes about you. That feeling that they are there is just like any person who's physically walking through a room or any person you're physically talking to. It's gonna feel like they're there if you can't visibly see them. Because sometimes people work with different senses. Sometimes it's the ear, sometimes it's the speaking, sometimes it's, you know, like auditory, sometimes it's visual. Sometimes it's smell, sometimes it's taste and touch. It's all different senses. So you have to, and some of us use all of our senses. We can have all of our senses there. So tap into your senses. How are you able to sense something that's not visible? Are you tasting? Are you touching? Are you hearing? Are you seeing? Are you feeling? And if you're doing all of those, then great. So first, Spirit is telling me to tell you, first tap into your senses if you're having trouble with it, and play with it. Play with it first. So practice playing with your senses. Then start asking them someone specific to come in and give you signs. When that certain person who's coming in and giving you signs, be specific about the signs that you want. Do you want flickering of the lights? If you don't want flickering of the lights, say, please don't do that. Show me a sign. Give them something. Say your favorite food is banana pie. Say every time my Uncle Fred wants to come in, please show me banana pie and I'll know that that's Uncle Fred. You know, it's something like that. Signs and symbols that are very easy to detect who your spirits are and who your spirits are that want to come through. So, and you know what? There really is no wrong or right way, really. I mean, obviously there are some things around it where there are accuracies and things where you shouldn't do, but most of it is very infinite and open. And it's most of it is really your call. There are basic things, but like really, there's really not a narrow way of mediumship and a narrow way of spirit communication. It really is infinite and it really is evolving. And this show is proof of that. You know, it's constant evolving. So don't get too rigid in how you're supposed to do it. And that's what the beauty of different mediums are. That's why we have so many different kinds of mediums, because all mediums are different. We don't do it all the same. People do it differently and people connect differently on different vibrations of different people. You know, it's not about someone's better or worse or someone's doing it right or someone's doing it wrong. It's about there's different types of vibrations who are connecting with different mediums and different people who are presenting this. So that was a good little talk. I'm glad I could present a little of that to you. This is WMFO in Medford. You're listening to it on 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. Love you guys. Love all my listeners. Love all your viewers. This is a chance, I'm telling you, to just grow and really get into that love space, honing in that love space and keeping that love. And it's something I need to be reminded constantly. Like, I know that I'm the medium and I'm here and I'm telling you this and I'm communicating. And I do, you know, I do, my life is very fulfilled with bringing in spirit and my heart is very open, but I am human and I'm here and I'm here to learn. I'm constantly here to learn. I'm constantly here to know the ins and outs. I am constantly, but and that's what makes it so